What's going on, guys? This is Chase Aguirre with the Amateur Fanboy Podcast. Doing a quick emergency podcast with all the news that is broken today in the world of the NBA. It seems like Gail Benson doesn't want to do business with the Lakers over her dead body. But then reports came out not too long after that that apparently it's all false, it's all fake, it's all not real, it's all... No, I never said that. Listen, if you don't want to do business with the Lakers, that's totally fine. We totally understand it. We're the Lakers. We do things differently. We just win at life. It's just how it is. I'm not hating it. It's just how it is. But if you look at the Knicks offer and what the possible Celtics offer is, you got Jason Tatum for the Celtics. You got Jason Tatum. You got Jaylen Brown. Maybe Marcus Smart. Maybe Al Horford. And then the 14th pick. I mean, that doesn't sound that great, does it? And that's if Danny Ainge is to be believed and will offer all that. So then we go from there, we go to the Knicks offer. They got the 3rd pick. That's a little bit better than the 4th pick. But then we go from that and then we go to Dennis Smith Jr., Mitchell Robinson, Deontay Johnson, and Kevin Knox. I mean, I think the Lakers alone could beat that with the 4th overall pick, Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, and a future 1st or 2nd. I mean, that alone probably beats that, right? So, look, I know the Knicks want to believe that they can offer a decent package. And I know that the Pelicans don't want to deal with the Lakers when it comes to Anthony Davis. I totally understand that. I totally get it. But if you're David Griffin and you came in here to basically run your own show, basically tell it how it is, and basically make your team the best it can be, why would you not take the best offer? The Lakers have the best offer. You can say I'm being a homer, but are the Lakers really that bad in an offer if it comes down to the Knicks and the Celtics and what they have to offer? We know Kyrie's not coming back. We know Kyrie's not going to be a Celtic next year. We know that the Celtics will not offer Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown in a trade as it is, let alone now that Kyrie probably won't be there. So, are we really going to act like the Lakers do not have the best offer? That's basically what I'm asking right now. Are we going to act like the Lakers don't have the best offer? If the Lakers don't come out and offer what they should offer, and they come out with a lowball offer, even lesser, which I don't think they can go lesser than their offer at the trade deadline last year, but if they offer something even worse than that, then sure. But if you offer up the 4th pick and Brandon Ingram to start and add a couple fillers and a 1st-round pick or two for next few years going down the stretch, I don't see how that's not any offer that can't be beat. How that's an offer that can be beat. I just don't see it. But look, Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka have been running this organization their way. They've been running it how they want to run it. And they've been going about it how a Laker... Not necessarily a Laker fan, but like how a Laker should run it. They want the closest people in the organization. They want Rambis. They want Bus. And now they want Pelinka, who is close to Kobe. But I still don't think that that has anything to do with what the offer can possibly be. If the Lakers just come out and don't offer what they should offer, then of course the Pelicans should shut the door on him. The Pelicans should tell him to go fuck off. But I just don't think that's going to be the case. And if that's the case, then the Pelicans would be just doing themselves a disservice, especially after getting Zion Williamson with the first overall pick, essentially. They would do their franchise, their fans, and everyone else, and the entire NBA a service by taking the best offer that they can take. And I don't think that they should have hired David Griffin if they were just going to say, hey, we don't want the best offer. We just want what's not going to help the Lakers. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. So, from that aspect, I just don't know what the Lakers can't offer that the Knicks and the Celtics can. Like, the Lakers, in my opinion, can offer just about anything that the Celtics and Knicks can offer, and then some. So, I mean, I guess we'll have to wait and see how everything plays out, how everything goes, and the next month or so leading up to the draft will be very interesting. But the Lakers also have to look at it as, if they want Kawhi and they want Kyrie, or they want one of the two, then it's going to be tough to make a trade for AD before the draft. But they also can't wait too much longer and hope that the Pelicans will just not take, you know, the best offer they can get leading up to the draft. So, it's going to be an interesting story. It's going to be an interesting turn of events in the next month and a half. But just checking in. Just thought I'd let you know, guys, know my opinion. Just thought I'd let you guys know, you know, everything going on. Hope all is well, you know. So, you guys have a great day. Enjoy your night. This is Chase Aguirre signing off from the Amateur Fanboy Podcast. Peace out.